podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. It's been a while, Coach.
It has been. You know, reality hit us, you know. School, you're getting ready for your season.
School, you know? And yeah, it's like, holy crud. Yeah, a little bit of...
You probably had to send your kid off to college again.
Yep, he's off. He's still
sophomore year, right?
Sophomore year, and my daughter's getting doing the whole. You wait till you get to, your kids get old and start doing the college thing. You know, then you got to like the application process. And
yeah, your daughter's a senior this year, right?
She is. So I'll be empty nester, man. Empty nester next year.
You're gonna be really bored. Maybe not.
I'm never bored, but it's a spectrum of boredom, I guess.
A reality check that you're getting older.
Yeah, it is a reality check. It's like Coach and I, before we came out, going, wow, both of us look really tired. It's like, well, crud. Yeah. It's like jumping back on the horse mid race or whatever.
Yeah. You go from not working at all to working every day. It's a different feel.
Right. And I think, with COVID and all that kind of stuff. All right, so what's today's topic? This was mine, right? Do you remember?
Yep. So you forgot to talk about our sponsors because we haven't done this in a while. You want to?
Oh, crud! I didn't do that. Wow. See, everyone that's listening can't see.
I'm on point still because I still got another 20 years to probably teach. Steve's in retirement mode, so he really.
I'm laying in bed on my phone. Coach goes, "I'm up, ready. I'm up. Let's do the podcast." All right, give me some time.
Hey, I got to get in the gym today. I got to get my workout in. So,
all right, yep. So, our sponsor is Dr. Dish, the best shooting machine on the market, bar none. Go over and check them out. We had a coaches meeting with my coaches, which has something to do with what we're going to talk about. But anyway, we were talking about the machines, and we have an old one because we had it's probably older than 10, 12 years. Anyway, some of the plastic started to crack, so we had to kind of fix it. Anyway, but they are great machines. They hold up. Mention us, mention me, mention High School Hoops, mention Coach Unplugged, mention anything related. They'll give you $400 off. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. And going back to what Coach said, yes, it's, you know, Coach and I do this because it's fun. But Teach Hoops, you know, my son's got to eat in college. So, it helps me send him, it helps me Venmo him money so he can go to the grocery store. So help us out. Go over and check out teachhoops.com. One-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's got everything you need. I need 36 hours in a day to put all the content I still have in the queue ready to be loaded up. But anyway, I'm working on it. Every time I have a free 5 minutes. Last night I was texting one of my friends and it's like midnight and he goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "I'm grading papers. That's what I'm doing." So not uploading to teachhoops.com, but I'm working on it.
That's why you're tired.
That is probably why I'm tired. Watching Abbott Elementary. Have you watched Abbott Elementary?
That's sadly, it feels really true sometimes.
Oh, it's 100% true. What are you talking about? It's partly true.
Yeah, Abbott Elementary. Anyways, you never know who's listening to our podcast.
I don't care. It's 100% true. Like, don't ask for that. You're not going to get it. It's like, yep. Oh, it's you being an elementary school teacher, I bet it hits a little bit closer to home, too.
Sadly, yes.
It's so true. Like, if you haven't, I have no affiliation with Abbott Elementary, but it's funny. If you're a teacher, give it a handful of episodes. Don't just give it one or two. And
for sure.
I think you'll be hooked. All right, go ahead, Coach. What's the topic?
Preseason meeting. So how do you conduct a successful one? I would tell you my first thing is I thought about how we started at 8:26 is probably have an agenda set up. Like you want to have a list of things you want to get done, because knowing you or your staff or the people that you're with, you haven't seen in a while and you're going to get off topic and then you're not going to get as much done. So,
well, you and I catch up. So I'm going to defend us. So it takes us like a half hour to get going on the podcast when we batch some of these, but we haven't talked to each other in a month. So we catch up. It's catch up time.
Like, that's right.
We were catching up in each other's lives. So That's part of the agenda. You put that in our agenda, build in 25 minutes to catch up when we talk.
There you
go. But anyway, yeah, I think there's a couple things. First of all, I think there's two meetings. So let's do, I think there's the preseason coaches meeting, and I think there's the preseason
players meeting.
Players meeting. So let's talk players meeting first. You know, end of, early October, end of September, usually is when we have our first, I usually give my team and my players, you know, obviously I'm in contact with the guys that were, you know, they're going to probably have a possibility of being on my team. So we're already have, we, I mean, we've had open gyms and stuff like that, but so there's already contact, but a formal meeting about make sure you have everything in and your physical and all that kind of stuff. We usually do that. We do it. We're doing it a little different this year. We're going to do freshmen, sophomores together. And we're going to do juniors and seniors together.
Even if they're a varsity caliber player.
Yeah, I'll grab freshmen and sophomores that are good enough to possibly make my team, because if I pull them, they're probably going to make my team. they're probably good enough. I've probably seen enough that they're good enough. But it's more a numbers thing. And we didn't even talk about the construction that's happening in our school. So we have lunch issues and construction issues and all sorts of stuff. So we're trying to break it up into a little bit thing. But, you know, for me, this meeting is really administrative. And it's also, it's not a rah-rah, I think we can do this. You know, I'll do that when I do my secondary meeting about a month ahead of the season, maybe a little 3 weeks, where, you know, I think we can do this. Here's what I'm going to expect. Don't make plans over Christmas. Blah, blah, blah. This one, this meeting tends to be very
logistical
and agenda. Like I have in front of me a white piece of paper, like A, B, C, D, you know, the things that I need to go through,
like
with them.
Sit and get that you have all that thing laid out.
Right. Like sign in here. This is what we're thinking. Here's what you should do. What do you, you know, I'm thinking of doing a Google form. I've never done a Google form sign in at a meeting. I'm thinking of maybe doing that. I usually just do it on a piece of paper because I'm old school and sign your name and what class you're in. We'll see. Anyway, so that I found, what was your first player or preseason player meeting look like?
I would say very similar. I bring the whole program in. Are we talking players or parents? Or are we talking players and parents?
No, see, I don't do parents until we pick the team. I don't do a pre.
Okay.
And I don't, and I know there's coaches that do that. I've never done that. And I don't, I mean, maybe it wasn't a thing 35 years ago. And I've seen more of that around, that you do a preseason, but it's like, I don't need to necessarily have a meeting with, that's my alarm to come talk to you. You keep talking. You hear that in the background? Let me go turn that off.
So one thing that I do, or I have done in the past, instead of doing a sign-in sheet, I think is really unique and something that you can do, is you'd basically just create a small little template of a half piece of paper. And on that half piece of paper, you have a couple pieces of information. So you don't have all the clutter of people coming in and signing in. So you do like a half sheet. So you put the name, what grade they're in, and maybe two questions that you really want to see where your players or the kids coming into your program are things that you're really focusing on this season. So what's your goal for this season? How do you feel? Whatever. Just two questions to get them thinking about basketball. And then you can use those half sheets to basically create to create your template of how many kids attended your meeting. So it's kind of an opportunity for them to fill a little bit of information and be able to kind of start thinking about the season instead of just coming in and signing in. It's a little bit more of an interactive piece to get them start thinking about basketball. You know, again, it's really logistical. This is what we do, how we do things.
Right. Yeah. And going back to when the alarm went off, the reason I don't do the preseason parent thing is I don't need to talk to the parents of the kids I'm not keeping.
Yeah, and so like
my theory
again, and everybody's, it's all different though. So you coach at a very, very big high school where cuts do happen. You know, like
right.
Some programs now, the smaller communities, you know, they're just trying to get kids in, right? And there hasn't been cuts in a long time. So, you know, your approach might be completely different, you know, compared to, because like I agree, like it would be a waste of somebody's time to get them all in if you know that some of these kids aren't going to be. You have to be real with them, right?
Right. You know, and the thing is, it's like I want kids to try, and you never know. But it's like, and especially as a parent, that's what you definitely want to do. You want your kid to experiment and learn things and try things and do some of those. But it's like, why are you hearing about our Christmas trip to Florida when your kid's not? I mean, it's just, it's not a real, I mean.
So basically, is there like your first preseason meeting really about like the first week of basketball?
It is. It tends to be like
basically how to get yourself ready for that point that week. And then you kind of go back with them after that week is done.
Yeah. So usually what happens is we'll pick teams. Well, we can talk about this later, but we pick teams. And then maybe 2 days after I pick the team, we'll have a parent meeting at that point and do some of the logistical. Here's what has to happen. Here's the stuff. It's just it just falls into that category. So that's the first pre. And then.
So my question to you is, what is the essential pieces of information that you want to get out if you're doing that pre? What are the
grades?
Okay.
Because we're like halfway through first quarter.
Kind of for coaches to think about, what are the things like, if I'm going to pick five things or really important things I want to communicate to players, you know, what would it be?
Yep. So, I talk about grades. I talk about, physical, and we have a user, you have to pay to play kind of thing. So a user's fee. So make sure those are taken care of, all the waivers, all the legally. So probably one is grades. Two is legalese.
Like the physical paperwork,
all that stuff, all the paperwork that needs to happen. Cause we live in a lawyer world.
Yep.
So those two are, that's the really the reason I'm having the meeting is those two. So I conveyed those two, and then I will briefly talk about here's when tryouts are going to be, here's how the team's going to be picked. When our first game is, who we're going to play. I talk about some non maybe logistical like
basically
things.
Also, do you talk about making sure that you're in good basketball shape before the season starts?
I do. We'll talk about this in a later podcast, but I'm talking, there's a very fine line between that fall athlete and the non-fall athlete.
Which we'll talk about next week.
Yeah. And all that. So, I talk about some of that and, you know, staying healthy, and I'll probably have if I were you, I'd get a flu shot, COVID shot kind of thing. I don't think that would get me fired, but I don't know. Anyway,
I often tell people too, make sure you're making good choices, because you know, around Halloween, people make stupid decisions. I've lost players for 8 games because of certain situations, because of
big barn party. Yes. Yeah,
seriously. And it's a reality. So I think it's important to really put your voice inside their head kind of thing, saying, okay, what would this situation put me in with the season, you know?
Right. Because they're teenagers. Their frontal cortex, the cerebral cortex, is not fully developed at all. Now, I think for boys, it's 25. I think I read that or heard that somewhere.
That explains everything.
It does explain all that, doesn't it? Okay. So what else, coach?
I think that's pretty good.
Then we got to do the coaches meeting.
Yeah.
Coaches preseason meeting.
Yep.
Oh, what did you talk about in your coaches preseason meeting? I'd be interested to know what you did before.
Be honest with you. We start looking at the players a little bit, what we're coming back with, what roster sizes are going to look like in a smaller community, how we're going to make that work. Smaller communities sometimes have kids play more than one half, you know, looking at how we're going to make that work logistically, practice schedule. I don't know what we're going to do in regard and availability, and kind of basically, you know, start to create our practice schedule, you know, depending.
Yeah, that's what we talk. And again, I kind of, my preseason meeting with the coaches tends to be a little bit logistical too.
Right. You know, these are the kids that, you know, I would say to me, it would make more sense to do the player meeting before the coaches meeting.
Yes.
Because then you get more information and data of where you are with kids. And so, I mean, really that information that you get kind of leads what you're going to do with your coaches. All right. These are the players we're expecting, 27, 28 freshmen coming out. So many sophomores, juniors, seniors, these are returning players, and just, you know, kind of go there, you know, because I think you're going to start talking about X's and O's later on. I mean, I'm sure you're going to have several meetings throughout the, before probably a meeting a week. I don't know how many meetings you have each week with your staff, but
it's usually be every other week. I'm thinking this week of possibly doing a retreat with my staff, go up on a Saturday, come back on a Sunday kind of thing, and just dive into our team and the stuff we do and why we do it and how we're going to practice. And so I'm thinking of maybe doing that.
I would tell you right now, I think that's a great idea, because we're kind of not saying post COVID, but people are tending to be more comfortable to do things like that. And I think people want to do things like that. I think one of the reasons why I'm so tired this year is like this summer, I did things, you know. I went to concerts, I went on vacation, I did things. We haven't done that in a long time, you know? And so I think adults are eager to do something like that. I think it would be an awesome idea. I think it's great.
Okay, well, you've convinced me now. Maybe I should do that.
There you go. Oh, last question of the day before we end today.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about having an NFL football player that played for you?
Well, I've had a couple.
Oh, sorry. A couple.
I had a few. You're talking about Jake with the Cowboys? Yeah, that's great.
That's cool.
We always predicted he was going to be one.
Really? Because he's just a beast.
Just because of his body type and his athleticism, and it doesn't surprise me. You know, he's a perfect 6'5", quick, fast, athletic tight end, football family, blah blah blah. It's great. I mean, I don't love the Cowboys, but I love Jake. So you know, I'll root for the Cowboys because of him. But yeah, I think it's all good. It's pretty exciting, actually. I've never been a big Sunday sit down and watch football games kind of guy. So
I tend to watch a little college football if I'm going to watch football, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I like the environment.
Yeah, and it's just never twirled my.
It's great. Whatever. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. It is. All right. Till next week, coach.
Sounds good.
Sports Social Podcast Network.